Finally today, we owe you the answer to our geo quiz. We asked you to name Sweden's second largest city. That would be Gothenburg. Anna von Hauswolf is originally from there. She's a musician, and her compositions have an airy, modernist feel to them. But she recently recorded inside a centuries-old church, and her instrument of choice, the pipe organ.
Church organ is a very complex mechanism, and it was beautiful incorporated in the room, the sound, how it bounced against the walls.
What's the name of the church, and what does it look like inside?
It's called Annedalskyrkan. It's a very big church made of, like, bricks. It's huge inside, with stone benches and, like, stone walls. And it hasn't been renovated in a while, so it's quite rough inside as well, which I like.
Your voice and the pipe organ really complement each other. It's as if you're sort of having a duet with the instrument. Did you find it easy to interact and sing along to the pipe organ?
Yeah, I think it helped me a lot, because when I played on the church organ for the first time, I really loved the sound of it. I wanted the instrument to take up a little bit more space than what it had before. I played the piano before the church organ, but now I could play with layers of sound and just, like, hold on to some notes for a little bit longer than I can on a piano. And it changed my way of looking at composition, how I can incorporate time in compositions, and how I can allow my voice just to kind of float in and out. It's more like just a part of the composition.
Musician Anna von Hauswolf, her new album is called Ceremony. And you can watch a video of Anna recording and performing the pipe organ in Annedal's church in Gothenburg at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Carol Hills in Boston. Thanks for listening.